John, you must be absolutely delighted with the players' efforts after that win.
Yeah, I'm delighted with the squad's efforts, to tell you the truth. You've seen all the players who weren't selected. They've been here supporting the playing group. And I thought the playing group were magnificent. You know, they to say we've, you know, half that squad are part-time. All of that squad were in Toronto, was it 7 days ago? So we've done travel back. We've tried to rest, recover, and then we've tried to prepare as well as we can. And they've made it a very, very special day indeed. So really pleased for this group. And they're a good team, and they're a young team, and they're a locally based team. And I think they showed what it meant to them tonight when, you know, when they were under the cosh, somehow they found something extra. And and you know, they pulled off that try-saving tackle, or that they dived on that loose ball or whatever. But they were really, really good today, and I'm absolutely delighted for them. I'm also delighted for the owner who's invested in this, and we are progressing in a sustainable manner. And I'm really chuffed for the fans, because they've had thin and thin times recently, and we've started to have some good times, for example, against Workington last year, some good wins in the Championship. But obviously today's a very special day indeed.
What was the move like in the dressing room, John? We saw what you were like at full time.
Yeah, it was tremendous. You know, it was absolutely fantastic. And we spoke, you know, they've created memories. What they've done today, they've created memories. And the most special memories are the ones shared between the playing group. And, you know, they'll shake hands. When they meet up 20 years from now, they'll shake hands and they'll say, remember that Leeds game? And they'll remember it warmly. And the feeling that they had in there was fantastic, very special indeed. And that's why you're in sport. You're in sport for days like today and outcomes like today, and it's been good.
Very special occasion, Bradford on the map, John. Do you think Leeds were a bit shocked with what they come up against?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Richard and Leeds, you know. But we were confident with what we were going to play well. And fortunately enough, playing well at the level we played was good enough. We played an 8.5 out of 10 game today, so really pleased with what they've shown up. But the challenge now is to do it again for next week when we go to Summer Bash. But they can enjoy living in the moment for today, tomorrow, before we're back in on Monday.
It's a massive result for the city of Bradford, a five-figure crowd, the largest six-round Challenge Cup crowd since Wigan and St Helens in 2012.
Yeah, I think it's a big day. It is. It's a big day for everyone involved, and it's a very, very big day for this club, because I think it sent out, you know, a signal to everybody that we are building, we are coming back. And obviously Super League is the end goal, and we'll have some days where we're disappointed, but we'll have some days where we're elated, and this is one of them.
Callum McLellan scores a controversial try, it's 12-4, John. You could have felt sorry for yourself, aggrieved, but you hit Leeds back with 18 unanswered points.
Well, I mean, you know, the referee refereed really well today, and I thought he sent it up to the video ref, they made the decisions. I'm not querying the decisions one way or the other. What, you know, I know what the score was in the end, and I know well how well my players played, and delighted with them.
But John, on the back of conceding that try, you know, to score 18 unanswered points.
Yeah, well, it's good. Yes, I mean, obviously it was outstanding. I think we've all witnessed how special it was.
What's it mean to you, John? You've obviously had some very special days in this competition. You spoke in the week about how it's still the pinnacle for you. What's it like to be involved in another?
It's great. Yeah, it really is. And you know, there's a special sense to a Challenge Cup game, and it's the trapdoor, you know, your heart's racing, the adrenaline's going, there's butterflies in your stomach, and all those, there's element of fear, there's element of anticipation, excitement, and it all gets mixed up together, then all the emotion comes out at the end, and it's so special. And that's why I love this competition. I mean, I said to you, didn't I, Aaron, that, you know, this competition means so much to me from being a kid, and it means even more now, and hopefully I've got some more good days to come.
You said in the last round when you were asked who you wanted next, Leeds at home, so well, then another production in the last eight.
I don't even know who's in the last eight, so I'm sorry, I can't. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, what we'll do, we'll be happy with, you know, whoever we get, because all I want it to be at home, for these people to come back here, have another five-figure crowd, so hopefully they can enjoy another great day.
Just a word for John and Lily. I think the spotlight was probably on him a little bit today, being a Leeds loanee, but it seemed to handle it pretty well.
Good script, wasn't it? Yeah, he wrote a good script. Yeah, he did. I thought it was fantastic today. I thought his kicking game was really good. I thought he was very brave in defence. I thought his decision making with the ball in hand was outstanding. So he's had a pretty good day today as Jordan, and I'm sure that you know, when he goes back to Stanley, he'll have a wry smile on his face.
It was a good decision to switch your kicker early,
isn't it? Yeah, well, I mean, the kid who took over is 18 years of age. So he's just Mr. Cool. Nothing fazes him. I haven't seen him fazed by anything whatsoever. I think we've got a really special kid on our hands here. We've got a number, but he's a special one, playing in a pivotal position, and it was instrumental in assisting with a try, and then obviously his goal kicking was impeccable, and he just took it over. We just gave him the ball and sent the tee on, and he kicked it, and that's what he's like.
It's a young squad, John. Do you believe that today they'll have some self-belief that they can be as good as perhaps that they might not think they can be?
I'd be very surprised if they haven't got some self-belief now, but Jake Webster ups his average age a bit, but he did all right today, didn't he?
You sense Leeds were there for the taking, John, given what they're going through at the moment, wobbling a bit, aren't
they? We didn't know what to expect, to tell you the truth, because losing a coach, you know, it can galvanise people, or it can upset people, you know, who can feel an element of empathy and sympathy towards the departing coach. So we didn't know what to expect, but we wrote that out, we just put it out. We felt they were fragile mentally anyway, and we wanted to play upon that, and we felt that the longer it was close, the more anxious they'd become. And I think that's how it's panned out. So, you know, fortunately, we're on the right side of the scoreboard, and I think the players have got what they deserved.
John, are you worried about maybe an
after
Lord Mayor Shipe next week in Blackpool,
do you think? I was worried that it was going to be after Toronto show today, and they've proved me wrong, haven't they? Yeah. So I'm happy to be proved wrong again. So and they tend to do, they're a real good group of players, I'll tell you. They're very grounded, they're very humble, they're very hard working, and they love this club. And if you've got that, you've got half a chance of succeeding.